Listen, the reason you can't buy egg in the world is because the eggs stop the banding of the vaccines. It undoes the RNA reset. It undoes the RNA reset that the gain of
Not
function
the
has done.
mRNA. You're not talking about the mRNA. You're
Well,
talking about Schwab's plan.
that yeah, but it yes, that's correct. But it will affect the mRNA, the messenger RNA, if you get enough of a quantity of it. And people are trying to figure it out. So now you can't even have your own chicken and raise your own eggs. They're fucking with the food so that the chickens won't lay. They become a brooder. So
The chicken
that's the next
eggs
thing.
somehow get in the way of the development of mRNA.
In the body, yes, it stops it from going further. Because once you introduce the messenger RNA, it gains gain of function. Just like if you get exposed to a rhinovirus, then you don't have a terrible time with a cold. You're used to it. Or
So you
syphilis
get
or
that, Carol?
pleurisy or
Did you know that the egg stopped the mRNA,
ovum.
Carolyn?
The ovum.
The ovum? Carolyn?
No, I didn't.
The albumin in the albumin blocks that the transcription in the genetic form.
Wow.
And they said, "Oh my God, this can't work. What are we going to do? Kill the chickens, burn down the chicken houses, burn down the manufacturing. Eggs is $10 a dozen if you can find one." JW went to Costco not long ago just to get the bitching because the eggs was going to be so expensive. They wasn't an egg in the store.
So
There's
it
pallets
stops
of
the
eggs.
transcription of the COVID mRNA,
The
the
vaccine.
vaccine, not natural mRNA. Okay, got it.
Correct. That's correct. And see, it supports
I
natural mRNA. It supports natural mRNA.
thought they were killing off the chickens to stop the eggs because they use eggs to grow the nor quote normal vaccines, and they were trying to stop them.
Nah, because see, we're surprised you would ever acknowledge that there was such a thing as a normal vaccine. You've not been very fond of them, by
I was using quote
the
signs. You should have seen my quote signs.
way. Oh, so this was a parenthetical conversation. I got it.
Yes.
Yes, that would affect it, but no, they're worried about the bigger picture. Because now they're out.
Wow.
Cat's out of the bag. Cat's out of the bag. Bob's been on the facial book a little bit too much, and now they've got to tip their hand. They know what's going on, and so now he's going to let them chase their own tails until the tail stops wagging the dog.
Who knows what's going on? Am I informing the people what's going on, or am I informing the Pfizer what's going on?
You're informing your buddies that are trying to do the reset, which is the most hysterical thing in the whole wide world, that they would call it the Great Reset. You can't write this stuff in a playbook, Carolyn.
Yeah,
This is too much.
what am I doing to them?
Oh, giving them heads up about the ovum. They listen and they say, "Oh my God, we've got to stop the eggs." What the hell's wrong
Well,
with eggs?
I didn't get. I had said I don't nothing about that. I didn't post anything, and you're just saying it for the first time. So how did they already hear it?
Things happen, Bob. Things happen.
Oh, you're doing stuff. You're already doing stuff that we don't know about. So you're
Chances
saying the
are.
bad guy, the you're saying the RNA reset idiots, they found out about the eggs and they're just trying to destroy the eggs.
And now you look up, you can go to Drudge and see how many chicken plant manufacturers have been burnt to the ground. There's not but two
Right.
left.
Where did they get the people to burn the ground? Are they Antifa people paid to do this stuff?
Oh no, you don't have to do that. You can get that easy. That's easy. Drag $100 through the trailer park and anybody will do that, Bob.
Okay. So a couple of days ago, there was lots of media coverage of the spiral in the sky, and then I noticed the date. Then I looked at my notes and said, "Holy shit, that's the night I saw the cluster." So I didn't
Correct.
see a spiral, but did I see an effect that led to everybody else seeing a spiral when I saw the
Correct.
cluster?
You have a heightened sense of awareness, Bob. You have a
Yeah.
heightened sense of awareness, so you can see clearly. Everybody else is trying to figure out how to pay their rent next month, and you figured that part out.
Right. So I saw the cluster, and then Ian told me that they were a whole bunch of ships were ready to invade, 26 miles across each ship, thinking about invading.
Yep.
Why did it turn into a spiral for human consumption?
Because they were trying to, they couldn't see. It's kind of like we're going back to the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. They couldn't see it because they'd never seen it before. You've seen it before. You're used to this. You went through this with Joe Don Sloan, for Pete's sake. For you.
Was Joe Don Sloan an alien?
Yeah, certainly was. His wife wasn't. His wife wasn't, but he was.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Carolyn? Joe was an alien. Where are you, Carolyn?
Carolyn always thought that. She always thought that he was outer space. Outer space. He's from outer space. He's like, you're from outer space.
And if he was an alien, did he know who we were? Did he know we were different?
Everybody knows who you are. Why would he give you the time of day? Otherwise.
Okay.
Why would he engage you?
And he gave the formula to Carolyn.
Right. Why would he do that? What, were you Frank Zappa or something? Who do you think he thought you were?
All right. He thought I was somebody. Okay. So this spiral thing.
Carolyn,
I'm getting a
lot. We got a new thing. Bob's CD collection is the greatest thing ever, ever, ever. What we can do is we can make panels and we can flow Coldplay through the wrapped CDs. It's going to be the most amazing thing. We're going to make him a genuine Baghdad battery. He wants a Baghdad battery. We're going to make him a genuine Baghdad battery. It's going to be great. Wrap it in war.
What do you mean? You're going to drip it through our shelves of CDs? You're going to
We'll put wire in it and hook Coldplay to it. You can become a bright and shining light. You'd be able to run Las Vegas. There's lots of light bulbs there, Bobby.
Yeah, did you say you're going to put wires or water in it?
Wires in your CD.
Okay. So this spiral, several people, three or four people are saying, Bob, what the fuck? They know I live in Maui. They see the spiral. It got a lot of coverage, and it seems to be because of the Japanese telescope. Are they saying it was a telescope over on the Big Island that saw it?
All both, but it's not just that, it's everywhere. And don't wait till you hear on your birthday about the green comet. That's really going to curdle your milk.
Ah, it's coming today. Okay.
It's come already on your birthday. It's already your birthday, Bobby, coming out. Just 11:30 there, so calm down.
So when I saw the cluster, I haven't made it precise, but I think it's, they have it at dark. It's dark over Maui, the picture.
Yeah.
So it was when I was out there in the dark at some point or close. Did I see something before the spiral, or was the spiral their interpretation of
the
cluster?
No. Don't do that either way. Bob, the thing was spinning. It was like a cyclone basic image. When you looked at it, it stopped, meaning when your eyes captured it, it was ceased. You stopped it in time. Because you're one of the few people on this plane that does understand what timeless means. Not anybody else can say that. No one else can say that. Even JW, he still fights with it sometimes when he shouldn't, but he does. He's a kindergartner. He's a kindergartner. He needs to go to school or something because it's ridiculous. But you see things as they actually are, which means that stopped. And so therefore there was no spinning action. You saw it instantly right then as it was, and it froze for you. Well, your ocular representation of what it is or was. Good.
Well, when they decided not to invade and withdrew, so to speak, that was seen by people as a spiral. That was a withdrawing action?
Yes, and there's more of that coming. There's more of that coming. Because see, y'all act like this is going to be World War III, and it's going to be over in 45 minutes. Going to be a little more of a thing.
So we stretched out new exciting chapters. New exciting chapters.
You've got a lot of things to do. And meanwhile, they've overrun the border. Now the Canadians in 15 minutes of fame. Now the Canadians can't got to stay in their cities for 15 minutes, or they can't stay but 15 minutes. Now they're trying to reach the border. They're breaching the border, walking through 9 feet of snow. To become United States of America goddamn citizens right now. They're Canadians is leaving.
What bothers them? What woke them up to get the hell out of Canada?
You can't leave your city. You have to stay in your city.
Oh, you know that, Carol?
You can't go somewhere else.
Wow.
You have to stay.
That's a new
15 minutes.
Yeah.
15 minutes. 15 minutes within your area.
Yeah. What does it mean, 15 minutes? 15 minutes of what?
Can't
doing
go.
What?
You can't go an hour away. You can't drive an hour away. You can go 15 minutes. That's it. It's over.
What are they basing that on? There's no COVID.
It doesn't make any. That's not about COVID. That's just the new damn rule. Tighten up. Act right.
And so Canadians, that's enough. Too much for Canadians. They're going to the States. They're turning into
Mexicans. They're running to the States. That's right. They're trying to get them a timeshare in Nicaragua right now.
Well, this is I can email Art McKay and gloat. I said, I told you to go in a fucking jail, and that's it.
Yep.
That's the jail of Canada.
And you can before you send it, look it up. And before you send it, look it up. Send in the document.
Find out about
go with it. Don't and say I didn't say nothing about it, but I did.
So Canada, did you know
you
about this?
You get a gain out of that.
That they're restricting the movement of Canadians.
Yeah, she knows this, Bob. She knows things, Bob.
You knew that, Carol?
That.
Yeah, it was in TikTok. You got to keep up with your TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's not known. It's not in the Canadian media. CBC is not talking about it.
You can look it up. They're making everybody's having to acknowledge it now, Bob. And nobody did before, but now they're having to acknowledge it, and everybody's having a fit.
Did the government make a statement, Carolyn?
The government never makes a statement, Bob, because there's no damn government.
Yeah.
They're just doing it.
I never saw one. There's people complaining. Look it
complaining.
Up, Bob.
Nobody knows. It's not announced, but everybody knows, and they're complaining.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And they're rushing the northern border now.
Yeah, the northern United States.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Are any of them saying fucking Bob was right? Anybody have their voice?
Oh, everybody.
They know
is.
About us?
Everybody is.
Everybody is.
And now, Bob, no, here's where it gets even better. The cartels are making all this money off of building it up for Bob. It's for Bob's slush fund, the Sinaloa cartel. And so now Bob shows out, and so he puts an app that they can contact. And for 5 pesos, they can cross the border, and it don't cost them nothing. They can get across now. Bob's opened it up so that the Pope people can get here.
Yeah, and the cartel is doing that.
No, the government is doing that. Joe Biden is doing that for you.
And what, to allow people to get into the States, or Canadians
to
get into the States?
No, to let the Spaniards get in here.
Okay. So back to the so John Kerry, in his summation of the WEF conference, what everybody noticed is that he made a ridiculous statement about how successful they are over there at the conference, and he said we're almost like extraterrestrials. What was he letting out there, purposely or unpurposely, when he said that?
He was trying to set it up that we are almost there. We've almost figured it out. We've almost beat them, and so much so that it doesn't matter what they say, we beat them. So it don't matter.
Who's they? The people? The little man?
The aliens at the convention.
So he's bragging that they're beating the Pentagon aliens.
Yes, trying to. But he's just talking. That's right. He's just talking smack. And now he's fixing to go in front of Congress because of it. He's already been called. Now you're going to answer for them words. He's already been called to Congress right now.
Okay. So Bill Gates, he had to explain the other day about his dinner with the Epstein. And he said, it was nothing, one dinner. But then they quoted, then they said they already had some footage from his ex-wife. And she said, no, I went and met him once, and he was a horrible person. And so she said there was more distaste for her and Epstein than Bill would acknowledge that she had.
Bill, and that's why they got a divorce. That's why they got a divorce before they were down there doubles, but when they were married.
Yeah, they're doubles? You mean, are they both dead?
Mm-hmm. Long.
Okay, they're both. Okay. So, and Comey's dead, and McCabe, the FBI, your assholes, they're all dead too.
Yeah, look at new pictures of Clinton. New pictures of Clinton. He looks like he was when he was the governor of Arkansas.
Okay. So Bill Gates said, no, no problem. But you said she divorced because she listened to Carolyn. That was one angle. That was maybe the health angle or something,
that
or the anti-GMO.
That was the same angle that she was putting two and two together and getting it. Exactly right.
So he fucked all these women, and she figured it out. And that's why she divorced
him. She did, too. It wasn't about that. It was listening to Carolyn and getting all that done at the same time. It's a double entendre. But, yes, she listened to Carolyn. Of course she did. Everybody, you'll rue the day you don't listen to Carolyn. Yes, ma'am. You'll rue the day that you don't listen to Carolyn. I'll tell you that.
Right. So you're saying that she partied at the island also?
They all did. They all did. You got to look. You know, this is lifestyles of the rich and famous, and then they're talking about this and that, foolishness. It's just foolishness. It's just, no, real people don't live like that, Bob.
Okay, so we did the spiral, and now they're saying that the spiral is just an effect of the SpaceX rocket went up the same time. That's bullshit, right?
Well, of course that's what they would say. Yes, that's right. They said, no, it was just some cosmic space dust that blew in. It's going to go away. It just blew in. Cosmic space dust. That's what it was. Yeah.
So why
Art Bell's very upset about it, too, you know.
Yeah, so Bill and Melinda, they're pissed off. They're dead, and they're pissed off. They're frustrated, right?
Mm-hmm. They got caught.
How much of a person's in the physical's personality survives death, transition, and is still there, the personality's perception and perspective?
Well, now you're saying too many things. So if you're saying it like
that,
everything. But see, you've included perspective, and that's troublesome because it's not a perspective. But then in the human form, that's all we talk about. You know, you're up, you're down, you're over, you're under, everything you can do to a stone. So we say that. But when you have perspective, then you have to quantitatively calculate the predicated outcome, which may or may not yet be predicated. See the rub?
Are you saying that you don't have perspective in the non-physical?
Correct. Well, if you do, you don't have anything to juxtapose it by. It's kind of like being lost in the mystery landscape and not acknowledging that there's a mystery landscape.
Right. So you said Zap is frustrated, all kinds of people over there, they're frustrated. Mm-hmm. Is that a frustration they felt in the physical?
Of course. You look at them for 30 seconds, right? I mean, Zappa he was doing pretty good, and he didn't like his own music.
He didn't like or was starting to like?
He didn't even like his own music. He was trying to figure out how to make music.
Yeah, and he did a good job.
He was pretty good. He was pretty good at it.
So the frustration...
Well, we're being kind. You know that.
The citadel of consciousness that goes and survives death, it has the same personality issues or... non-feeling feelings.
Or incredulities, that's the right word, or incredulities regarding those feelings. Yes, okay.
So it's a bit different, but there's a lot of what we are like here is in the transitional state. That would surprise people.
If you're going to start divining eternity, what eternity looks like, smells like, feels like, bees like, is like that.
It doesn't matter whether you do that or not. Divine eternity.
Correct.
Okay. It's pretty. You have to be there. You have to die and experience it to really get it, right? What we're talking about.
Or let it go. You don't have to die, but you can let it go. If you can let it go, it do you good.
Okay.
Milk.
So
does
your
body good.
What you feel in the physical, let that go.
Yeah.
What you're saying.
Correct, because then you won't be bound up about it. Okay.
I just learned about the Sami shamans in Finland, northern Scandinavia, and so the theory is they John Keel back in the 60s or so met a lot of people who were claimed to be abducted, and they said that they had some encounter with UFOs or something. So the men in black showed up. So this whole legend, urban legend of Men in Black. So he showed everybody many pictures, 100 pictures of species of humans from around the world. And they all picked the same person, who was Sammy Shaman.
That's right.
Is that an exaggeration? Was everybody seeing the same one person?
Yeah, the same example. They do the same thing when they play with the stuff on the Dalai Lama, who the next Dalai Lama is. You got to pick the shit of the last Dalai Lama. Same thing, same conversation. It's an optic position that you have to embrace and you have to borrow it. But then again, it wasn't too many moons ago that they're talking about the John of God or God of John or what. Whatever that ridiculous thing was.
Yeah.
It wasn't too long ago. They were all pimping on that.
Okay. So the shamans, they kept their power and their culture, and they'd go into six-month-long trances, and they did all this stuff. And then the missionaries discovered this and interfered a bit, but they are pretty strong. Now, they had probably rules about don't touch the guy. He's out. He's in trance, male or female, for 6 months. Don't do it. But that does not equal the fact that Ion was speaking to the Tartarians. That's a whole different level.
Agreed.
Yeah. And the shamans were putting human games into their specialness, right?
Agreed.
Yeah, so we shouldn't go and worship the shamans, what they could do, and they could parallel world and all this stuff. It'd be good to do it, but there's other factors that makes that kind of knowledge that they were confident with obsolete. Because the tech bodies among us and all the...
It's passe. Oh, Bob, there's a telephone. It's on a line. You can talk to somebody across the country. You don't focus on the conversation of the line. You focus on the ability of having the conversation, not how you did it. That's what they're doing.
So were these Sammy Shamans the same Men in Black experience everybody had, or the Men in Black were other phenomena too?
Both. We have to say both because we can't say it otherwise, because otherwise it's going to be confusing and we don't want to do that. So let's just leave it at both. And then later you're going to ask it again and we're going to clarify it. You can say, Ion, you said you're going to clarify this, la, 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 la. But then do that again.
Because things are changing.
We can't say it's finite. We can't say it's finite because just as you just said, it's changing. So that's right.
Yeah, and it's certain new things happen that'll change our perspective of what did happen. The 60s
look
different.
The coalescence of the obsolete retrieval, coefficient of an obsolete retrieval. You're going to get it back, but you don't know what you're going to get back. I sent out an egg
that's
and
right.
I got back a chicken. I sent out an egg and I got back a chicken.
All right. Okay, so you know, it'll eventually look like Bob ran the whole 60s like he always claimed he did. It'll look like he did do that.
Hell, you did. You took over everything you ever walked into. It's ridiculous. Karen still doesn't understand how you hell did it. I walked across the United States of fucking America on somebody else's fist or with my thumb out or something was sticking out. I don't know what was sticking out, but I was a looker. I was a looker back then. I could get across the United States on Route 66. Yeah, I know what I was doing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, the guy, the guardian, who picked me up? A guardian? An alien? An angel? No, not an angel. Like, who picked me up and drove me across in the summer of 66? We've talked about him before, but I forget what you said what he was.
No, and we're not going to say it now because we don't want to confuse you. It was a non-human. Now we'll just leave it just like that, because they were testing you to see how your moxie was. And you had moxie because you didn't have anything else, but you could talk shit even then.
So I passed whatever test they were creating at that
so
time.
So far.
Okay.
So far.
Oh yeah, we
can go back.
Carol could get to the point where she's not a doctor, didn't go to med school, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who the hell acknowledges Dale Housie anyway?
Okay.
Just saying.
Yeah. Oak Island Mystery is it? We just found an article. There's some guys there. They're discovering little artifacts. What happened to the Oak Island Mystery? They like to think it's something to do with the Knights Templar. But is there something maybe we're connected
to? Oh Lord, it's old. It's the Tartarian regime. where treasure was stolen. They put it on the island. You got to find it. And there's little drips to it. There's a portal, a stargate, and a, what do you call those things that you slip through? A time shift.
Rift writing.
And a time shift. The vortex, that's a good one. Vortex is good. There's about all of those. It's like a hot spot. It's a hot spot. Like when you go to, when you get internet somewhere at the airport, you get a hot spot. It's a hot spot. That's what it is.
Is the Battery Park in New York a hot spot?
Of course. Fuck yes. Are you nuts? Here at the wall? Yeah. It is.
Is that why we lived in Nova Scotia? Because we wanted to be near that hot spot?
Certainly. Certainly.
Okay.
It's not a supportable reason to, but you chose it, so we go with it. We couldn't support it, but it is what it is.
So those guys that are doing well, supposedly, they need to talk to Island and find out about the portals and the other dimensions involved. Then they have to deal with that.
Well, they can find something, because what's happening is it's like I found a 100,000-pound gold bar and I broke off 1 ounce.
Yeah.
And find the rest of it. I broke off 1 ounce. And I'm perfectly thrilled with 1 ounce rather than a ton of gold.
And the mine shafts, there was lots of stuff built, like a pyramid, going into the ground to hide the stuff or just to have different ways to get to it.
It's a trapezoid, a double helix trapezoid, and it goes into itself. You already know that, but we've done that before on other things, other levels, like underneath the pyramids of Giza with the mercury pools and all that kind of stuff. So it's all good. Okay, round it up.
So,
what you got?
Yeah, so the Tartarians, they came to there, wherever it was, Oak Island Mystery, and put their stuff there.
Yes, of course.
Would that be them acknowledging they fucked up and they rejected Ion or didn't do it right, and they say, well, Ion will be back with Bob, so let's go honor Bob by putting that stuff in Nova Scotia. Was there a connection to that?
A dot. It's sketchy. Your reality is a bit sketchy, so okay, we'll go with it. But yeah, that won't last long.
All right, I think you said China got strict marching orders, and I said that's because the CCP is afraid of the mountain. China got strict marching orders. Is that
that's
them
correct.
Dismantling their empire, or what? What is that? What is the orders marching to where for the CCP?
Oh, to the mountain. To the mountain.
Oh, they got to get with us or not. That's their issue. So they lost to the mountain.
They absolutely have no choice. There is no choice.
All right. Is Stephen Greer, why does he think, and I actually experienced it in 1999, went to an evening retreat and he gets us out in the desert and you're looking at the sky and you think the UFOs are going to come around. What the hell did he think he was doing?
Well, he tried to navigate the stream, but he didn't know what the stream was.
Okay. So then there's a nice TikTok of a plane arriving on an aircraft carrier, and as it lands, you see this triangular cliche arc of UFO shape sitting there on the aircraft carrier.
Correct.
Whose was
it? There.
Is that a Penny?
A2.
That's
A2 aliens.
A2. Yeah, that's the Pentagon aliens.
Yes, that's correct.
Pentagon aliens, A2. So that's the first visual proof we have of an alien being used in the military.
There's more. They're going to dig them up. They're going to dig up the footage. They're going to bring up that marvelous beam footage. You'll see it. It's going to be more and more and more. They're just pimping everybody up so that they can prove it. See? They're trying to validate that this is so that they can prove that it was. But they can't prove that it was. Oh, little Martians are coming to eat us up. They're going to come to eat us in our bed, Margie. But until you recognize and acknowledge that there are such things, then they're not going to come eat you in your bed. So there you go.
Right. Now, did you say the bean? They were doing the bean footage or dean footage or bean footage?
Yes, bean footage, the marvelous bean footage when they're trying to make Bush's baked beans. They have the secret of how they present it. But you could interchange
Dean.
There's Dean footage involved in it.
Putting together what you said, Ion, you said solving the details of the distance between those archimedial precepts. One, how the monoliths connect. Two, how the pyramids prescribe. Three, how the ohm range is settled in a land without any electromagnetic field. And then I added, four, how the fingernails stabilize the gravitational pull. So those
say
are keratin. Four accurate...
Keratin, not fingernails.
Keratin, right. Mm-hmm. And the ohm range without any electromagnetic field, that's the Fujiyama rods getting to the center. It's the beginning of no electromagnetic field on the planet and the effect of that. Mm-hmm. So the monoliths, they connect for us. The pyramids prescribed, that's the stuff you told us that the pyramids all around the world tell the same story about the trip through the sun.
So
you integrated a lot of things that you said the last 3 years in those that collection of statements.
Yep. We do.
All right.
That's exactly.
So we go and look at what you said about the monoliths, what you said about the pyramids, what you said about the armies, put it all together. Bert will probably do that. Add the fingernails. Yep. And then you realize why things float. When they
correct.
Have the non
physical. Well, there's energy. there's no gravitational pull anyway. Y'all made this up. Y'all the one that lives by Newtonian physics. We don't. Ridiculous.
Right.